Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. Now, it might seem a bit weird talking about Lent and Easter when we're now pushing on into ordinary time, but this is the final in our series, and we decided to extend it through to this, the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Now, we're looking at a film that we're going to relate to the day's gospel message, and to do so, I'm joined by Father Robert King, a film scholar and academic and priest of the Clifton Diocese. Robert, the film that you're finishing with today is a personal favourite of mine for all sorts of reasons, Return of the Jedi from 1983.
Yeah, it's easy to have a go at Star Wars though, isn't it? But let's be honest, for guys of our age, it was a good thing when we were growing up. Don't know about you, but I had the toys and stuff, and I don't think I'd have got into film if it wasn't for Star Wars.
Played a big part, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. My first little go at filmmaking was using a cine camera, trying to film little Star Wars figures that I'd set up. There's an admission. But the footage won't be going out on Vimeo, I can assure you. So why Return of the Jedi? Well, what's the film about? I suppose in many ways we see the characters being developed. Luke Skywalker comes back from Jedi school. He's seen it through, Yoda's taught him all he can, and he's now a Jedi. He rescues his friend, Han Solo, and he goes on to take on Darth Vader for the big sort of conclusive fight. And Darth Vader is developed as well in Return of the Jedi. Faced by his son, he begins to doubt his own evil vocation. He wonders, you know, if he has done right by taking the dark side, going along with the Emperor. And in his angst, he turns. He destroys the Emperor, he gets rid of that which has taken over his life and turned him into evil as he asks the son to unmask him, that he might see him with his own eyes.
Go, my son. Leave me.
No, you're coming with me. I'll not leave you here. I've got to save you.
You already have, Luke. You were right. You were right about me. Tell your sister. You were right.
I guess Star Wars is often criticised as a saga, now a double trilogy, for perhaps being naive in the creation of a dichotomy between good and bad. Yet in Star Wars, and I'd say even in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, we do see kind of a little bit of complexity in the character creation and layers. And that's certainly true in Return of the Jedi, when Luke is grown up and become a proper, well-trained Jedi, and Darth Vader turns his back on evil. But I guess what people really want to know is not my rambling musings on Star Wars and kind of justification for picking Return of the Jedi, but what it's got to do with St. Peter and St. Paul. Well, if we think of the characters of St. Peter and Paul, particularly from the Acts of the Apostles, they couldn't be any more different, could they? They're two very, very different men. What unites them is service of God and the experience of being forgiven. Paul, as Saul, persecuted the Christians, yet it took the experience of falling off a horse and being blinded for him to see anew. And when he saw anew, he found healing in the forgiveness of Christ, not just a physical healing by being able to see anew, but a spiritual healing in being reconciled to a menacing past and able to look forward to the future by proclaiming the gospel. And Peter himself, you know, the impetuous follower of Christ who denied him three times, found healing himself when Christ forgave him, asking him three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter went out, as we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, to lead the church. In some ways he was clumsy, he remained impetuous, he didn't completely change, but yet Christ was able to work through Peter's flaws, making them strengths. So Peter and Paul, two very, very different characters, yet they're put together because they remind us that although we are all different in the church, we are united in the one Christ. And it's through that experience of Christ that we make sense, both as individuals and then collectively as a church. And often Christ is most poignant for us in our lives when we've been forgiven. And we do well to remember that when we see other people's flaws. And we try to be that healing and forgiving presence of Christ to them too.